March 13, 1922, the great good that hearing the truth brings. As I was in my usual state, I found myself in the midst of a flowery valley in which I found my late confessor, who died on the 10th of the current month, her third confessor, Don Gennaro di Gennaro. According to his habit when he lived down here, he told me, "Tell me, what did Jesus say to you?" And I, single quote, he spoke to me in my interior, he did not tell me anything with words. And you know that I don't take into account the things which I hear in my interior. And he, I want to hear also what he told you in your interior. And I, as though forced, single quote, he told me, "My daughter, I carry you in my arms. My arms will serve you as a little boat to make you sail in the interminable sea of my will. Then, as you do your acts in my volition, you will form the sails, the mast, the anchor, which will serve not only as ornament to the little boat, but to make it move faster. The love I have for one who lives in my will is so great that I carry her in my arms without ever leaving her." And while he was saying this, I saw the arms of Jesus in a shape of a little boat, and myself in the middle of it. On hearing this, the confessor told me, "You must know that when Jesus speaks to you and manifests his truths to you, rays of light drop upon you. Back then, when you manifested them to me, not having his virtue, you manifested them drop by drop, and yet my soul remained all filled with those drops of light. That light gave me greater spur, more desire to hear more truths, to be able to receive more light, because the truths bring celestial fragrance and divine sensation, and this, by just hearing them. What will it be for those who practice them? This is why I loved, I desired so much to hear what Jesus told you, and I wanted to tell others. It was light and fragrance that I felt, and I wanted others to share in them. If you knew the great good that my soul has received in hearing the truths which Jesus was saying to you, how it still drips with light, and emanates celestial fragrance, which not only gives me refreshment, but serves as light to me and to those who are near me. And as you do your acts in the divine volition, I take special part in them, because I feel the seed of his most holy will which you were sowing in me. And I, let me see your soul, how does it drip with light?" He opened himself on the side of the heart, and I saw his soul all dripping with light. Those drops were merging and separating, one flowing over the other. It was beautiful to look at. And he, "Have you seen how beautiful it is to hear the truths? Those who do not hear them drip with such darkness as to be terrifying.